Good morning, afternoon, or night, whenever you happen to be listening to this, I hope you're having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. I live in a place where the power goes out pretty often, and if you're not prepared, you could find yourself on some random evening suddenly sitting in complete darkness. And you never know how long the power will be out, so having flashlights, candles, and those battery-powered lanterns come in handy. It's one thing for the power to go out during the day when you can just go out and do something outside, but it's another thing when you're in for the day and your phone is not fully charged. Now, if I sound like a millennial, it's because I am. So a lot of what I do for work or recreation involves something that needs to be charged. The flashlight I have is really powerful though. It can light up the whole room with no problem. So if I need to walk somewhere else in the house, then I don't have to worry about what's up ahead or just out of the light's touch because it has a far reach. The Bible has a lot to say about light and its importance to our relationship with the Lord. There's the reassuring Psalm 119:105 that says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." A lot of us are familiar with that imagery. But have you really thought about what David would have been picturing when he penned those words? He wasn't thinking about walking around with a bright lamp connected to an outlet that's designed to light up a room. He wasn't even talking about a flashlight running on batteries that's definitely designed to be portable and to see in the distance. I recently read a devotional that described the light source like this. The lamp that came to his mind would have been a small olive oil lamp. Picture a little bowl filled with oil and a small wick floating in that oil. The light was just enough for one step. One step. There was no shining it in front of you to see what was up ahead. David was comparing God's word to a small light. Just enough to see one step ahead, which means that for every other step ahead of him that he couldn't see, he had to entrust to the Lord. David understood this because within the same Psalm, verse 133, he says, "Guide my steps in your word, so I will not be overcome by evil." He provides us with an image of a light so small that the darkness around it is close, close enough that without it, he would be overcome. So he needed the word of the Lord to guide his steps. He understood how dependent he was on God to lead him down the right path. He wasn't taking lightly the reality of his spiritual walk. Think about it. If spiritual darkness is so close, so all-encompassing in the world, if we are not in the Word like our soul depends on it, then we are somewhere out there in that darkness. There's no gray area here. Either our life's path is lit step by step, moment by moment, because we are following the Bible, or we've put the Bible down and we are wandering in darkness. We might not realize it, maybe because we've been following some false light, like those unfortunate fish deep in the ocean that follow after the light of an anglerfish. And by the time they realize the danger they're in, they're already consumed. So let me ask you, how do you view or treat the relationship you have with God? Do you have a casual relationship with him? Like, you know he's there when you need him, so you don't really put a lot of effort into getting to know him, seeking him, and hearing from him. You know he's a God of love and forgiveness, so it's okay if you're not praying every day, reading his word every day. Sunday is enough. If your relationship with God doesn't create a desire to know his word more and spend more time with him, then the relationship may be in danger. If his word is a light to the darkness in this world and you only read it on Sunday or when the daily Bible verse pops up on your phone, I hate to break it to you, but that's not a life that's led by his light. Which means most of the time you are probably walking in darkness, already accustomed to it, even comfortable in it. We need to be clinging to that light, to his word, because we understand that without it, we are wandering in the dark. The darkness is real, and I want us to not take that light. But the light of God's word, the light of Christ, is just as real and even more powerful. Just as John says, "In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." I pray that you would continue to walk in the light of Christ. As always, thanks for listening. Keep up the faith walk. And remember, we are all in progress. Peace.